20 right now. So anything less than, anything more dense than that is not gonna probably be okay with your own citizens. From what I hear from them, they're not gonna want that. So just so you're aware of the intent that you say you have, it has to show in the zone. And then you can vote to see if you're going to expand the annexation area after you show the public what your intent is. Thank you.
Thanks, Tracy.
That's helpful.
Okay, we'll close the public comment and go back to our discussion. So any other questions, comments from the council here? So I think Michael's looking for some direction. Like what kind of information would we like to see staff come back with to further this discussion?
I think Andy used the right terminology. Let's explore, dig into this, figure out what we would propose, what we would propose as far as zoning, and then figure out if it makes sense. But I agree with all of the comments in the room. They all made sense to me as far as, you know, protection and those kind of things. But if we're going to do it and we have a point to it, and our point is to keep it open space as much as possible, then we probably, you know, the proposed zoning needs to be probably A20 or something similar. Otherwise, why even do that? Why even get into the mess if it's not going to do what we want it to do, right?
Go ahead,
Ken. Oh, I was just going to say it'd be helpful to have a really clear idea of what the law says, if there was a way to get an abstract or a summary of the law, just so we know. It's hard to forecast the future because the law can change, but right now, what are we dealing with? And I kind of have a burning question as to why nothing's been done in the past, you know, why now, and that sort of thing, so.
The city has expanded its boundaries over time, and one was when we did go up River Road. That's what Mark Wilson was referring to. So we have increased the boundary. We actually increased most of it for the state park instead of that upper left-hand corner. But as for crossing the river, I think there has been a thought, and I actually think Mayor Probst, so Jimmy's brother when Bill was mayor, I think what I've been told is his thought was we'd go to the three bridges, kind of the South Bridge, even up to the River Road Bridge. It was kind of the thought. So there's kind of been an idea that Midway would stay on this side of the river, and I'm only talking from one comment that I heard a while ago. But I think we've kind of held true to that, but there's more things at play now in this valley than there were back then. You know, things have changed quite a bit.
Sure.
And so that may still be correct, that view, but you know, things change over time, and so we may have to reconsider that. Position, but that's one reason why we've never crossed the river. As Midway's always been on the west side of the river, not the east side. And so, but again, there's a lot of things to consider with this.
Just real quick, a thought is the bypass, which is wide open. I know people are talking about the stakes being laid and what they've got. Okay, but you know, we don't know what that will look like. I am in favor. I hear to Andy's comments, and the way he explained it, and further exploring what we're doing. But you know, the bypass comes through a certain section of that. I think being having a part of what is adjoins that bypass, you know, not strings of hotels and industrial and you know off ramps with fast food.
Could be.
It could be, but I'm just saying it, you know, having a say in what that looks like, I think is on my mind.
I have a quick comment, and I saw something today that kind of scared me and heard something. Everybody knows where the East Village is, and everybody but us thinks it's in Park City. It's being sold by Park City people. Everybody thinks it's Park City. They think that Tiger Woods Golf Course is in Park City, right? And it's right there, and that scares me. It's coming. I heard somebody say today that Midway is Park City's hidden gem. And take a guess how much a half an acre lot is up in the East Village. Take a wild guess.
I saw one for $5
million. $5,250,000 for a half. It's the Mayflower.
The Mida.
Yeah.
Deer Valley East.
Where I live.
Yeah. $5,250,000 for a half an acre lot. What is that going to do to us? I mean, you think we can't afford, my kids can't afford to live here. What is happening? We need to protect what we've got. Like, however we can do it, whatever we can do, as long as we're here, at least. You know, it just sickened me. And when they said Midway is Park City's hidden gem, I just wanted to die. Like, I'm like, So that scares me a little bit.
Hey, Michael, so if we extended the boundary to the other side of the river, would the city then have an obligation to put in infrastructure to figure out, like, how we're going to get water there, et cetera, et cetera? No. I mean, what?
Yeah, so we don't have an obligation to build out the roads. We don't have an obligation to extend water lines in that area. Now, if just almost as within the city limits, we really don't extend those things in the city limits. A developer comes in and does that type of thing.
Yeah.
So it would really be the same situation here. We included in our boundaries if there was something that happened in that area that it would bring in the need for a water line, the developer would pay for that. But if our zoning is the same, it's unlikely a lot of properties are going to want to annex, to be honest. I think our biggest tool in the toolbox is being able to help with open space preservation.
Yeah.
So that's assuming we have another bond.
And maybe one more clarifying question. We invite them to the party, as Jeff put it, and they RSVP. Do we have to let them in the party? What I mean is you then come to a bilateral agreement, right? You both have to then agree to finish off the annexation.
That's a very good point. Even if it's in the annexation declaration, the city has complete discretion over allowing somebody to actually come into the city limits. Any annexation if it didn't match our vision for that area. So yeah, there's just by them being in the boundary doesn't mean they're going to be part of the city.
Yeah,
but now you're part of the conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if we annex and you write a code that says we want to keep that A20, the rural preservation, but I'm the record owner there and I want to sell it, who has jurisdiction over whether they can get that zoning change? Like, I'm Farmer Smith and I decide I want to cash out and put a subdivision in there. If we've zoned it as Midway, but he didn't accept the invitation to the party, do we still have jurisdiction over that?
No, we have no jurisdiction.
You have no jurisdiction, okay.
Unless it's actually annexed in, if
okay.
They want to develop, it would be county.
County. They're still subject to the county zoning at
exactly.
That point.
100%.
Okay.
Land rights are still in the county.
Yep. Okay.
So the water rights are still in the county. Nothing changes other than the ability to potentially annex into the city.
Potentially.
Even when ownership of such property would change, it's
right.
Still.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just it's a growth boundary. It's not a hard line. It's more of a soft line, right? Because we're not changing the boundaries of Midway city limits, only the ability to expand into this growth boundary. So the current zoning laws that apply today still are there unless they annex in and then they become subject to Midway.
I understood that. I just didn't know if it changed property owners, if there was a switch there at all.
The roads would have to be incremental because, as Michael said, it has to be contiguous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's going to go straight to the outer edge of the boundary. If there was any growth, it would be slow and it would be incremental.
We've had a lot of property in our growth boundary for decades that has never annexed into the city limits.
Yeah.
So it's a slow process, really, is what it comes down to. Unless there was some major movement where a lot of property owners wanted to come in all at once, it's not going to happen quickly by any means. You know, it'd be nice to kind of control the situation with the bypass road, but in all honesty, we'll never get out to that extent for who knows how long. It would take
And Michael,
to
that point, some I think there's been a couple of comments about the fact that if we extend our growth boundary, it gives us a seat at the table. Does it? I mean, let's take the bypass. Do we don't have a seat at the table now. That's kind of the county, right? Would things change just because we extended our growth boundary that to the point that it included a potential bypass route?
I would think we'd be more of an affected entity at that point, you know, per state code, if we were closer. A lot of the bypass isn't in Heber City, if any, to a
right.
certain degree, yet they've got quite a bit of say. They're an affected entity because of it. Where we are right now on the west side of the river, we're not as affected. We're not an affected.
I think if there is a bypassed road in the North Beals, people that live close to that will hear it. I think that will change. I think they will be affected.
Mm-hmm. The other thing it does in terms of having a seat at the table, this is kind of a reverse effect, is however far you extend, it keeps the neighboring entity from coming that far.
Or it discourages them.
Right,
it discourages.
Because state code doesn't like overlap.
Yeah.
So if you come up to where a bypass is or take one side of it,
yeah.
Theoretically.
Makes them think more about
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Or and they at least have to notify you and include you in the conversation about that.
Yeah.
Super.
Mr. Chair, I would like to make a motion that we continue this topic for at least 60 days. I don't think 30 days is really enough to digest everything that's been talked about tonight, that we come up with even an option 4, excluding the Wilson property from a proposed map, that we place the zoning that we think would be correspondent to maybe existing zoning as it is, and then come back and give us a presentation maybe in September.
Okay.
I don't.
Yeah.
Or
Michael, how does that timing sound to you?
That timing sounds better than 30 days.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's.
I
do
like that.
Okay. So we have a motion to continue this item for 60 days. Do we have a second?
I think 60 days is more like 90 days to get us to September.
At least 60 days.
At least 60.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? We'll just do a general vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Can I ask one petition?
Sure.
Do we have these three options? I'd really like to know, do we want to be more conservative on this or more aggressive on this regarding kind of the boundary? For instance, option number one doesn't take an RA5 zone. We probably wouldn't deal with the code for that. Option two really doesn't either, but option three definitely does.
Mm.
Just generally, are we looking, does the Planning Commission feel that a more conservative approach, like 1750 West roughly?
How much of this is Wilson?
And so there's a couple of Wilson properties up here. The specific Mark Wilson property is kind of this upper area here. There's also a Kurt and Jared Wilson who are down in this area. They weren't here at the meeting. We could see how they feel about this, but Mark is kind of this upper area. We could easily reduce that boundary down if the Planning Commission and City Council.
I mean, is it
to.
Could it go this way?
Yeah, it definitely could. Yeah, it's kind of.
Does it make us ask ourselves more questions if we open it up to that plant or the next one?
Two.
This, yeah, that one there. Does it make us consider more things, and then we could always back off to the smaller section?
You can always back off, yeah, as we go forward.
I'm wondering if we don't go to the bigger section only because it makes us think of more, you know, situational options there. Mm-hmm.
So that's helpful. If we could just, from the very beginning, send notices to everybody, I mean, that is one option for us.
Yeah.
And then option three, obviously, we would be noticing, for instance, Charleston in this scenario, because all of a sudden we'd be within 600 feet of their boundary. So